Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and... we're glad to be back. We had a short break for the month of June from live broadcasting, but now we're back, and we will be back every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And I noticed that Tavis Smiley now has a network on Blog Talk Radio. So Blog Talk Radio actually is a very good vehicle for broadcasting. They claim that they have an audience, a potential audience, or that they have, or they are reaching 40 million people a month. Now, I'm not claiming that my program hasn't many listeners, but we do have a very good listening audience, and so we're very grateful for this opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio and to have a voice, because there's so many voices out there, aren't there? we have what they call Christian television, but if you scroll through the channels, like I was doing the other night, and mainly the only thing I was seeing was from channel to channel was different miracle sellers. Everybody had their own form of miracle selling. And our program today, we're dealing with Randy and Paula White. And, of course, both of them have resorted to miracle selling. I was just looking at one of Paula White's recent broadcasts before I went on the air here. And she's now selling the triple favor anointing. Now, I never saw anywhere in Scripture about a triple favor anointing, and favor is free. Favor comes from God, and we are favored by God when we do practice righteousness. We are not favored by God when we sell triple favor anointings for your seed faith gift. So Proverbs 19:6 says, "Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts." We kind of see this good old boy buddy system with these miracle sellers that they seem to hang out with each other, and they visit each other's television programs, and they visit each other's radio broadcasts, and they visit each other's so-called churches, and I put it in quotes, and they give gifts to each other. But Proverbs 22:1 says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." So it's more important to have a good name. Now, just imagine unbelievers sitting in front of their TV, and they're looking for Jesus. Maybe some of them are looking for Jesus, and they happen to turn on the Paula White Comedy Hour, I will call it. And there is Paula sitting there, and she can sell you a triple favor anointing for your gift of your seed faith gift of $100. So it's an abomination. It brings a reproach to the name of Christ, and there is nothing Christian about it. Isaiah 26:10 says, "Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord." So when you deal unjustly, you will not have favor. You will not behold the majesty of the Lord. You bring upon yourself, and I hate to say it, but you bring upon yourself a curse, because when you're that deceitful that you can actually go to sleep at night, and you're sitting in your room, and you take out your Bible, and you take the Word of God, and you use it deceitfully. You think to yourself, "Now, what can I plan for next week to extract money from my followers so that I can do my work?" So it's not a good thing. Proverbs 11:27 says, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him." Proverbs 12:2 says, "A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn." So that's God's word. I didn't write it. God said it, and he means it. So we don't handle the word of God deceitfully. We don't take advantage of people for our own gain. It can be a very costly proposition. But also on this clip I was watching, Paula claims that it's a divine moment. Now, I never saw that in the Bible, that God has these divine moments, and he only shows up at these divine moments, especially when you give Paula and Randy some money. God shows up. I don't know what God they're talking about, but I don't know of such a God like that. Sounds like some kind of a foreign God, some kind of a weird God that they talk about. So I have some clips that I'm going to play in a few moments, but I want to talk a little bit about the history. For some of you that don't know the history of Paula and Randy White, they were once married, and they are now divorced. I think they were divorced in 2007, but I don't know exactly when they came to Tampa, Florida, but they came and they had a church. I think it was called Tampa Christian Center. And then they bought this property in Tampa near the airport. It was an old warehouse of some kind. It's a very valuable piece of property. It's just about across the street from Raymond James Stadium, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play football, and it's about a mile from Tampa Airport. They owned also, I don't know if they still own it or what, but they had a office building there, too. I think it was 6 or 7 stories high, plus their church building. And now, supposedly, they could face foreclosure there. They also bought a building in Lakeland, Florida, and this is a very beautiful piece of property. I've been there many times in the past when it was an Assembly of God church. It was originally built in the 1980s as an Assembly of God church. It was called Carpenter's Home Church. And that property is probably 60 or 70 acres. It's on a lake. It has a historic building on it that was once a retirement home for carpenters. And it's, I think it has 200 or 300 rooms. Then they have a sanctuary that seats 10,000 people. It's massive. That building has now been vacant for 2 years or maybe more than 2 years. The electricity was turned off, and it was vandalized for many, many months. Now, I have a friend that lives in Lakeland, so when I was wondering what was happening over there with that piece of property, so she had gone over there, and she originally told me about this sign that was put up on the door of the church, and it said that it was ordered to be vacated by the county because they didn't pay their electric bill, and the electricity had been turned off, and the water had been turned off. So my friend told me that the building was being vandalized, that there was some open doors, and there was flooding, in, especially at the old carpenter's home. So I said to her, I said, I'm going to call Tampa and see if I can talk to somebody there, maybe Randy or somebody, and ask that, tell them that their building is being vandalized, because I couldn't believe that they would actually allow this property to be vandalized and to be basically left to rot there, since supposedly they were a prosperity ministry and they had money or whatever. But anyway, so I called to Tampa, Florida, and I did get to speak to Randy's father, and I told him that the property was being vandalized and that there was open doors, and I was curious, why couldn't they afford to hire a security guard, you know? So anyway, he thanked me, and I, of course, I expected them to go over there and to board up the doors and to secure the buildings and to get some kind of security out there. But no, they didn't do that. The property was continued to be vandalized for many months after that. I have pictures. I actually made a few videos that I posted on YouTube on my channel called Prophetic News TV. And there's some photographs there of some of the damage that was done to the buildings. So my friend was going over there about once a week, and she was taking pictures and she was giving me updates. And then some reporters had gone out there from one of the news channels in Lakeland and Tampa, and the newspapers picked up the story and started running the story. And so I thought for sure now, after all this, well, if that was my property, I would probably go down there myself, or have one of my children. They have children. Somebody, they still had she still had a congregation, or she had, I don't know if she took off at that time to go over there to New Destiny. And but no, the property, they never got a security guard. The property was continually being vandalized, And when I spoke to someone else about it, and they told me, well, Randy and Paula could afford to hire a security guard. Well, I don't know. That seemed very strange to me. So anyway, there was a story in the that came out in the newspapers. Now, we don't make this stuff up. I'm not going out and trying to find out information about these people. These stories have been reported in the newspaper, and they've been reported on some of the news, the TV news stations. So this is news that has already been reported by somebody. So that's where we got this information from. But anyway, there was a story that came out a few weeks ago, and it says, and I'll read a little bit of it to you. You can actually get this story if you go to one of my websites, blog.propheticnews.com, and you'll pick up these links to these stories. It says, Bishop, calls himself Bishop, Bishop Randy and Paula White are apparently at odds over $2 million worth of church equipment. He claims the Evangelical Christian Credit Union should not have allowed his former wife to take in use for her own ministry. The claim is part of a multi-million dollar complaint White has filed against the California Credit Union, which itself has been seeking nearly $14 million in foreclosure proceedings for a Lakeland, Florida megachurch the once married couple left abandoned for nearly 2 years. Randy and Paula White. Now, remember I told you, they said, somebody said, and it was a reliable source, and I won't mention who told me, that they didn't have any money for a security guard at the property. But yet, when Paula leaves her Without Walls church there in Tampa, which she claimed God sent her there, and she was there forever, she was the mother and whatever, and then the mother deserts her children and deserts her husband and runs off to Apopka, Florida, to pastor in quotes a church there. So anyway, she leaves Randy there holding the bag with all these financial problems. I don't know how many millions of dollars they owe on the church in Tampa, and they owe $14 million on the property in Lakeland. And so I don't understand how then she can take off with $2 million worth of church equipment. Anyway, Randy and Paula White, who divorced in 2007, founded Without Walls International Church in 1991 in Tampa and eventually developed it into one of the nation's largest congregations. I don't know about that. In 2005, they purchased the property in Lakeland for $8 million. Anyway, they were never able to make a success out of that building. The downfall, let me give you a little history about that property. Like I said, I've been there many, many times. They've had many different services there. Sometimes they would have concerts there. And, of course, Rodney Howard Brown went there when Carl Strader was the pastor, and he held revival, so-called revivals there. For many, many months he was there, and he packed the place out. And, there was all these great prophecies about this church, how great it was going to be, and so forth and so on. And anyway, it was shortly after Rodney left, the place started to fall apart. the congregation dwindled. I don't know if they even had 1,000 people left before the Straighters abandoned ship there. And then it was sold to the whites. So much for all those flattering prophecies that Rodney Howard Brown was giving about what was going to happen there. Now, I've known of a church actually here in the county I live in where Rodney came, and I attended this church in the early 90s, and he came and stayed there for over 30 days doing a so-called revival, and it was that was another prophecies he was giving the pastor about all the great things that were going to happen there. And now the church, that church too went out of business, and it's now a restaurant for weddings. So, okay. The Evangelical Christian Credit Union started foreclosure proceedings for the property last October and was expected to make its case in court in September. The Ledger report, citing court documents that the California-based credit union, said to be one of the nation's top lenders, has been trying to collect $13.9 million from Without Walls since September 2012 for the Lakeland property. The agency also holds the mortgage for the Tampa campus, which has been challenging foreclosure proceedings as well. In his lawsuit against the Christian Credit Union, White claims the lender acted inappropriately against Without Walls by allegedly attempting to sabotage a potential sale of the Tampa property. Well, that sounds about right. Now, I don't doubt that for 1 minute, because it takes one to know one. The Bible says that when you practice deception, you will reap deception. So with all this, and Randy is guilty of it too. You can go to the Without Walls website and look at some of the archived church services. They have every kind of gimmick going over there. I think they take up 2, 3, 4 offerings at every service. They have every kind of seed faith, prosperity promise, and you know, he's laying hands on you for prosperity, and they can't get prosperity themselves. So it's like, hello. It's not working for you, Randy, and it's not working for you, Paula. So how can you claim that if anybody sends you money, then it's going to work for them? It's just a lie. So, okay, he's claiming, now Randy's filed a lawsuit against his credit union, the Evangelical Christian, I put it in quotes, credit union, because they're trying to sabotage. Of course they're trying to sabotage. Look, why should they let him have that property when they can foreclose on both the properties and then they'll own it? So, yeah. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Anyway, the Ledger reports that it was also alleged that the credit union CEO improperly encouraged Paula to take more than $2 million worth of music and video equipment from the Tampa church for use in her own ministry. Without Walls is demanding $23 million in damages in the lawsuit. The public relations manager, Jack Latour, told the Christian Post, no comment. I guess so. Paula has absconded with the video and TV equipment and run off to New Destiny Christian Center in Apopka, where she is now in the process of deceiving the sheep over there. So, yikes. You know, that's a mess, isn't it? That's a mess probably from two people that I don't know how they started out. I don't know them personally. I don't know if they ever knew God, really, or if they're ever really born again. From this kind of behavior right now, I doubt it seriously. Because usually people that are really saved and really born again have a conscience, and God is still able to get through to you. So that when you start all this miracle selling and all this deception, and you get a chance to repent. But when you're so sheared over that you don't even hear God anymore, then I don't know if you ever knew God to begin with. But I had been listening to one of the church services, or gone back over to the archives, just to hear the announcements, to kind of catch up to see what's going on over there. So on Sunday, Randy never even showed up for church. And his son said that his father was sick and was in bed, and was in bed, had been in bed for a few days because he's stressed out. Well, I guess he's stressed out. I don't doubt it for one minute that he's stressed out, and it only gets worse if you don't stop doing what you're doing and just repent, come clean, even if you have to lose it all, which might happen. We've seen it happen before. If you go on the internet, you can go on YouTube and you can look at the rotted remains of the former PTL ministry, the Jim Baker ministry in Charlotte, North Carolina. Most of the buildings are beyond repair. The place was just left there abandoned. Now the hotel is being run by Rick Joyner, which is another false prophet and false teacher. But when you continually disobey God and use God's word for your own gain, then God just writes Ichabod on your ministry, which means the glory is departed, and it's over. And there's nothing you can do to salvage it. God is going to take everything away from you and allow everything to collapse, maybe so that you can get saved in the end and not wind up in hell. So there's another story that came out, and it was in the Lakeland Ledger. And you can go, like I said, you can either go to my one of my websites, blog.propheticnews.com, and I've got some links up there. But there's a story there about the this incident between Randy and Paula, and her taking the equipment. It's about a 5-page story, and they claim in this article that of course the electricity was disconnected way back in 2011, and then I think last year sometime Randy had it turned back on after it had been off, I don't know, for almost a year. Now imagine, this is Central Florida, no air conditioning in those huge properties, so you can imagine what's happening in the ceilings and in the walls. And anyway, then according to this story, it says that the electricity now has been turned off again for the second time, and that the church owes more than $32,000 in payment to the electric company. So anyway, you can read that story there, the Lakeland Ledger, which is the local newspaper there in Lakeland. So something's wrong. I mean, obviously something's wrong. Something's very wrong. And these properties now, the property in Lakeland, it is for sale. It's listed on the internet for sale for close to $15 million. I hope somebody buys it or does something with this property, because it's a beautiful piece of property. It would make a great Bible school. And you just hate to see this kind of property just lie there abandoned. But, you know, God's not going to bless that mess. So anyway, it says also that the city has been fining them every day since January 1st for noncompliance. Oh, dear. Unbelievable. Now, it's a sad story. Now, anybody could go on to the Without Walls Tampa website and take a look at Randy. A couple times I noticed he showed up and his clothes were wrinkled, his hair wasn't combed, he didn't shave, his clothes didn't fit. So there was obviously something going on with this man, and I'm wondering, how come the people around him don't try to help him or try to get his attention before it's too late? So that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this program today. Maybe somebody there will listen. Maybe he'll listen and try to get some help, and try to get some counseling, and try to get out of this mess that he's put himself into before it's too late. You know, Paul is another story. But anyway, like I said, I've got some clips I'm going to play in a few moments, but I wanted to, let's just go over a couple more scriptures before I do that. There are scriptures about being simple. Now, a lot of these false prophets and false teachers, they like to take advantage of people that are simple. And if you look at Proverbs 1:32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Yeah. Proverbs 27:12. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Proverbs 22:3, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Oh, I just read that, right? Okay, Proverbs 14:15, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. So you see, these people take advantage of simple people. Proverbs 14:15 says, the simple believes every word. They believe everything that these people tell them. Even though they see their lives falling apart around them, they still believe that, you know, if they tithe and they sow seeds and they do all these things, they're going to prosper. Meanwhile, the people that are telling them this aren't prospering. Their lives are falling apart. Proverbs 14:18, the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Hallelujah. So anyway, I'm going to play a few of these clips right now, and then we'll go over a few more scriptures. So I've got some clips here from Paula White and Randy. So here we go. This is Paula saying, who's your mama?
because as we bring a $207 seed in this seventh year, 2000, I'm believing, God, that your name will be written in the book with benefit and blessing, and that according to Joel chapter 2, as you present this to the Lord, he declares seven blessings over you with at-one-ment. And I said at-one-ment, atonement. He said financial prosperity, a double portion, deliverance to all those that call upon the name of the Lord, God's presence.
Yes.
There will be special miracles, your sons and daughters. God says, I have things for you that are going to come your way because you do it my way. I know that God has supernatural blessing for you.
You can release all the promises of your covenant with God beginning on His most important day of the year, October 9th, the Day of Atonement. Call toll-free, write to Paula White Ministries, or visit paulawhite.org.
So this facilitates the restoration that Joel talked about, that I've been teaching you of all things that have been promised us. Remember how we've been going through how Joel was really a type and shadow of a last day outpouring. But there are eight promises that when we honor, and I'm going to give them to you quickly, I'll teach them to you in depth. But I know everybody likes the promise, but I've got to take you through the process. But can you want me to give you the appetizer of the eight promises? So when we do what God says, then he says all these things are going to come on you. And in Joel chapter 2, we already know that the years that the locusts have eaten will be restored to us. So restoration includes increase. It includes revelation. I'll break it up scripturally for you. It includes a fresh anointing. It includes God's power of miracles. It includes restoration, financial abundance, no shame but deliverance, and God's presence. How many of you want some increase, some revelation, some fresh anointing, miracles, come on, restoration, financial abundance, no shame but deliverance, God's presence? Well, if we want the promises of God, then we have to do this the way God says. This is not Burger King. This is His church.
You don't stand before the Lord empty-handed, but those three times a year, which were Passover, Atonement, and First Fruit.
Now, in
this holy season, there is much we can learn about the three seasons that are wrapped together during an eight-day period of time. Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and First Fruits.
Yeah, well, God has sure passed over that mess. I have Barbara in the chat room, and she's saying someone is simple, isn't that their own fault? Well, that's true to a point. Of course, I would have to say that Christians, for the most part, especially when they're first born again, we're a little naive, and because we're so overjoyed with being saved and being happy to know Jesus and knowing that we have eternal life, people tend to look up to their pastors and especially TV preachers. So sometimes what looks like people being simple-minded might actually be them being a little naive and ignorant of God's word. And so these people know exactly how to take advantage of people that are ignorant and don't read the Bible for themselves. So yes, we are responsible for knowing God and reading His Word. So, but then again, I mean, these people shouldn't take advantage of the simple-minded. When God has placed you, or I doubt God placed them, but when you're in a position of some kind of authority, it's your duty to not take advantage of people and not to exploit their weaknesses or their simplicity for your own gain.
Happy to announce that we got good news on the building again, that the second phase is done. They're only got to do one more phase, and that will retire at least $4 million in debt. Amen. Come on, somebody. So we're happy about that. It's moving along. Now, I'd like to say that we got that $4 million, but that retires debt. That belongs to the bank. But at least we don't have to pay it. Amen. Somebody shall prosper. So today, I want everyone, here's my goal for tonight. I've never, ever done this. So if you're new, this does not happen typically. Normally, we're already into the Word. But this is my goal for tonight. Because we have to do things tomorrow that's going to take finances. And we're going to pray prosperity over you. This is what we're believing for tonight. And that's 5,000. Three of you. I've never done this, but I'm instructing Virginia right now, she's watching us in the count room, to give us the totals, so by the time Miss B is through, we will say what came in. So, look, this is our goal. This is our goal tonight. Are you with me? Are you with me? And I just got to say this. Some of you were not obedient in the offering. Say, oh Lord, there he goes again. I'm taking my rightful place now.
Oh,
I'm doing what God called me to do. And I know that you were not obedient because I know specifically I pray, God, give us a breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're going to do.
Wow.
Somebody shout amen. So we're going to do one more offering. This is not a punishment. And again, I know we have new people here. This is not going to happen all the time. God's given me another vision of something to do. But we're going to do it. We're going to be obedient. And right on the offering envelope, we're going to write the word obedience. Everybody shout obedience. I said shout obedience.
Obedience.
All right, that's what we're going to do. Be seated. Make your best check payable to Without Walls International Church. Those of you who are giving online, I want you to obey God. All my singers, tonight I will give you the sum total after everyone's called in. Tonight, after this has been counted, we'll give you the sum total. We'll do it through our Facebook. So if you are on Facebook, you'll see that. That's why it should be a part. Amen?
Wow. Talk about beating people
you know
up.
That I'm...
Yeah, well, now that was pretty bad. I would call that abusive. Telling people that he's, because he's the so-called shepherd there, he's beating the people up. He probably already took two or three offerings in that service. And then he's telling them they're not being obedient in the offerings because he's got things to do. Yeah, like pay off that $30 million worth of debt that they racked up. Whose fault is that? Not the people sitting in the congregation. Pay your own debt. You have debts. If you have debts, do you expect to gather a group of people in your living room and expect them to pay your debts? No. So, like, who do these people think they are? They made $30 million worth of debt, and then because you come over there on a Sunday morning to hear them quote the Bible, which anybody could quote the Bible, I don't have to pay them to quote the Bible. Then all of a sudden, because I'm coming over there, I'm getting dressed up and getting in my car and going over there, now I'm responsible for paying Randy White's debts. I don't think so. Pay your own debts. You shouldn't be, if you can't afford to do things like the rest of us, then don't do it. Here's another clip.
Going to receive a special offering, don't you? You know that, right? How many knows that? You've not been around me long enough. You will. This is our building fund offering. We do this every first Sunday of the month. You can put that pledge in there as well. But I want you to ask to be seated. I'm going to ask everyone to give. Everyone to give. Can I tell you something? Can I share something with you? Yes or no?
Uh-huh.
So, 2 weeks ago, we had to make the staff wait for 3 days before they got paid because the finances were not here. And then I'm having to give the choice, do we lay people off, which are already down to skin and bone, or do we just tell the people that we really need a financial miracle? And we're at the place we need financial miracles. Is that all right? But God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
three people and say, God is faithful. So with that pledge envelope I gave you, you can make that out, or you can make out whatever you're giving today. But it's towards our building fund. Tomorrow I meet with the bank. Look this way. Please pray for me tomorrow. How many will pray for me tomorrow? That God will give us favor with the bank. They are Christian men and women, and we're meeting with them tomorrow. We're just needing a little bit of grace to get through the summer months, and we're going to pray that things will happen in the natural through the Spirit. I just taught you. Say amen. How many will help me? All right. Every person, get your offering ready. Every single person.
Get that offering ready.
Now, I need everybody to really, really do your best. Let me talk to you from my heart. We have a miracle right now for this house. We have, and I'm not supposed to be able to say, and people watch by the internet, so it's kind of hard because you want to share everything. But and I can't because they can't do it for everybody. Understand what I'm saying? So y'all just can read code language right there.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is they're renegotiating our loans, but we had to have $170,000+. And God, that's a lot for us, right? And God supernaturally supplied that through Paula White Ministry and Without Walls, right? So supernaturally, we're $44,000 away. And by doing that, it will save us almost $53,000 a month. That's $600,000+ a year. Now, we're able to make budget. I'm just being honest. We're able to make budget and do what we do. Can you imagine being in a position where we had an extra $50,000 a month?
People ask, well, where's that money going? Well, first of all, you didn't give that much. You can't be asking where $100 went.
No.
Okay?
Look, I would not sit under a man that I could not trust with my money. I wouldn't sit under it. I wouldn't. If you can't trust me with that, then there's a lot of great churches.
Wow. He wouldn't sit under a man like himself. Hmm. Wow. Huh. I don't know.
Police arrested the former pastor of Without Walls International Church for driving under the influence. Officers stopped Randy White around 11:30 last night at the Ashley Street ramp off Interstate 275. White's blood alcohol count was listed as 0.93 and 0.095 on jail records. That's above the legal limit of 0.08. White was released on $500 bail this morning.
The church board member says he was surprised when a 2006 audit reported the church had $26 million in debt, even though it brought in $35 million that year.
Both the Tampa Church and its Lakeland campus have a lot of debts to settle in this rebuilding process. Between the two, Without Walls owes $22 million in mortgage debt and another $350,000 in bills and repairs.
The church is in a terrible financial position. They could examine everything they want right now. There's not any money in the banks. There's no savings account. It's just gone. Everything's gone.
Hmm. Wow. Anyway,
look,
those
I would not sit under a man that I could not trust with my money. I wouldn't sit under. I wouldn't.
They better be running for the doors over there. Now, Randy, that was downright abusive because he's asking people for $100, I think, and then he tells them that they don't have any right to know what happened to that $100. It's basically none of their business. And anyway, he wouldn't sit under a man that didn't know how to handle money. I think that somebody that took a ministry, I'm putting it in quotes, that took in well over $30 million in 1 year, and then you wound up almost $30 million in debt, something's wrong. Something is really wrong. And then you want to take that burden and you want to lay it on working class people that are barely making it themselves. Now, I advise you to go over to the Without Walls website and look at one of their. You can look at some of the archive recorded services, or even go over there on a Sunday morning and watch the simple. Now, these are the simple-minded. Go up at least two or three times in a service with a tithe or with some kind of a seed gift that they're promising them if they give this money that God is going to bless them. And these people are so simple that they can't see that Randy himself is not blessed, but yet they're going up there with their hard-earned money. And I guarantee you, I've been in some of the neighborhoods in Tampa, and they're not that great for the most part. Most of the neighborhoods in Tampa are not that great. And a large majority of the neighborhoods there are decaying. And why are they decaying? Because people aren't taking care of them. They don't have the money to take care of them or whatever. So I'm surprised they have anybody over there at that place at this point. Anyway, here's another clip from Randy.
For a lot of money. A lot of money. And with that, we are going to build up. Three of you. I'll say this so you can get a little glimpse of it. You just get a little glimpse, Terry. Here's the way it works. Imagine walking in this lobby, right? And you don't see the greeters section any longer, but you see three or four escalators escorting you up to a brand new sanctuary. How many can see that? You see it? And then all this be turned into offices, businesses, helping the poor and needy, a soul-saving station. People come in here, a commercial kitchen, a nice commercial kitchen where all the poor and the needy can come, not just on Thanksgiving and Christmas, but they can come around the clock. Come on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We sold a parcel of our property for a lot of money. A lot of money. And with that, we are going to build up.
Oh. More buildings.
And I can't tell you the whole story, but I will tell you this, that we sold a piece of ground for $4.5 million. We're very excited. Now, what if I just gave you a check for $4.5 million? I know some of you be shouting in this place.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, he's telling people that...
This is inside trader secrets now.
Okay, inside trader
secrets. Should cut off the camera.
But yeah.
We just sold a piece of property. They're doing their due diligence, but their money's gone hard. Hallelujah. And it sold for a lot of money, $4.5 million.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they will probably close by the end of this year. And with that, one of the things I'm looking into, if I can't get anybody to pastor that church over in Lakeland, I'm going to put me a big old screen up there, put a praise team over there. If we get just two or three people, it's more than what we have. And I'll put a screen there and watch the capability technology today. I can preach from here into that camera, and it'll go right into Carpenter's Home Church. And there's a lot of ministries doing it today. And we just get 100, 200, 300 people. It's more than what we have. And we can even start a revival.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
In Lakeland.
Oh, yeah, sure.
While I'm standing here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Are y'all getting this?
No, there's a Santa Claus too, Randy. Uh-huh. There's a Santa Claus too. Wow. He's going to start a revival. Yeah, sure.
Today, I'm happy to announce that we got good news on the building again, that the second phase is done. They're only got to do one more phase, and that will retire at least $4 million in debt. Amen. Come on, somebody. So we're happy about that. It's moving along. Now, I'd like to say that we got that $4 million, but that retires debt. That belongs to the bank. But at least we don't have to pay it. Amen. Somebody shall prosper.
We sold a partial of our property for a lot of money.
We.
A lot of money. And with that, we are going to build up.
Now, I'd like to say that we got that $4 million, but that retires debt. That belongs to the bank. But at least we don't have to pay it. Amen. Somebody shall prosper.
Prosper.
You can get a little glimpse of it. You just get a little glimpse, Terry. Here's the way it works. Imagine walking in this lobby, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you don't see the greeters section any longer, but you see three or four escalators escorting you up to a brand new sanctuary.
Oh, just what you need.
How many can see that?
Oh, yeah.
You see it? And then all this be turned into offices, businesses, helping the poor and needy, a soul-saving station. People come in here, a commercial kitchen, a nice commercial kitchen where all the poor and the needy can come, not just on Thanksgiving and Christmas, but they can come around the clock. Come on. When I tell you what's going on with the property sold and what we're going to build, you know this property can literally go up 50 floors. You imagine a sanctuary 50 floors up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just kind of look down.
Oh, yeah.
You could actually look into the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Front row seats, you look into the stadium. Oh, I'm preaching, you're shouting about the football game.
Yeah.
Squeeze your neighbor's hand and say, we're in this together.
Oh, we're in this together.
How many feels this today? How many feels it?
Oh, we're in this together.
How many feels it? How many of you got my back?
Now, come on. Is that delusional or what? That is delusional. Now, they've got more debt than they can handle. And this building there in Tampa that they set up for their church, it's an aluminum building. And it doesn't have windows. And it's like a dungeon in there, really. He's saying now, they can't pay the debts they have, but he's saying now that they're going to build onto that property there, and they're going to put in escalators, and they're going to build up. And he's saying that, can you imagine that they're going to build up 50 floors? Now, that borders on delusional for sure. You're probably not going to stay in the building you're at now. If something doesn't change, you'll probably wind up losing that building. And you don't need to be going into any more debt for buildings. You know, there's always something else that they try to distract you from what's really going on, and then there's something else. And I mean, do you hear those people in the background applauding? Yay! Yay! Wow! Let's have more debt, Randy. They're applauding. Randy, make more debt so that we can come here on Sunday and give you our hard-earned money that we're taking away from our children and our family so that you can have a 50-story building. Ugh. I mean, it's ridiculous. Here's another clip.
That I'm not a God that will fail you. If I planted you here in Lakeland, I'm going to finish what I started. It might look impossible, but I'm the God of the impossibility. I'm the God that says, is there anything too difficult for me?
I believe this is going to be a house of God that ignites people to go to the world. It's going to be a global mission station.
He's planted me here in Lakeland for a purpose, to raise up a massive army and see a life center. I see it. Don't make me talk about what I see, because it's going to
mess some of you up. I see a university. I see a hospital. I better stop while you can handle it. Excuse me. I'm going where God planted me, doing what God said for me to do. I'm not in a popularity contest. I'm in purpose. And I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
My heart's desire is to see Lakeland open. We have at least 2 break-ins every week over there. So now we got to go over there and board that all up. We're going to board it all up. We need your help. If you can board things up, if you can clean the property up, our goal is to board that thing up, get the air on, get the lights on. Are you with me? We can do it.
Mm-hmm. You heard what he said. He said, we need help to go board up the building over there in Lakeland. And by the way, we're having 2 break-ins a week, so why can't you get a security guard? Why don't you, Randy, or some of your family or some of those men that you have over there in that congregation take turns guarding that property so you don't have 2 break-ins? I don't get it. I think they're delusional. Does that sound delusional to you? It sure sounds delusional to me. And notice Paula saying that God sent her to Lakeland, and God sent her there, and she's doing what God told her to do. And, well, then how come she wound up in a pop God, New Destiny? I guess God called her there, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is a live call-in program, if anyone would like to call in. You can call in at 914-338-1638 if you do have any questions or comments. We will take your call. But anyway, it is a sad state of affairs. it is really a sad state of affairs over there. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't see them keeping that property in Tampa, and I don't see them keeping that property in Lakeland unless there's a big turnaround and there's repentance and asking people for forgiveness for these con games you've been running on people as far as the with these false promises to people about the seed faith and the $100 blessings and the $1,000 blessings and the tithing blessings, which if you read your Bible, there's no such thing as tithing money. Anyway, so if there's some real repentance and some heartfelt soul salvation, yeah, maybe God can resurrect that thing, but I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. Sometimes God has to take everything away from you to get you to a position where you're going to be obedient to him and stop acting like a fool. You're going to call yourself a preacher of the gospel of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and then act the fool? I don't think so. It's not going to work. it's just not going to work. In case you notice, there's more deceivers out there than ever before. There seems to be more people following the deceivers, and then there's a small remnant of people that we say, no, we won't bow the knee, we're not going to sell out, we're going to remain true to our calling, we're going to remain true to the gospel of Jesus Christ no matter what. Freely you have received and freely give. So if people aren't in it to help other people and to see people receive salvation through Jesus Christ. And we might as well, you know, just might as well close up and go away and get another job. Do something else. But don't take advantage of poor, innocent people for your own gain. I mean, honestly. Now, I did have one more clip here to play. Let me see if this is it.
Because as we bring a $207 seed in this seventh year, 2000, I'm believing, God, that your name will be written in the book with benefit and blessing, and that according to Joel chapter 2, as you present this to the Lord, he declares seven blessings over you with
absolutely.
At-one-ment. And I said at-one-ment, atonement. He said financial prosperity,
yes.
A double portion, deliverance to all those that call upon the name of the Lord, God's presence.
Yes.
There will be special miracles, your sons and daughters. God says, I have things for you that are going to come your way because you do it my way. I know that God has supernatural blessing for you.
You can release all the promises of your covenant with God beginning on his most important day of the year, October 9th, the Day of Atonement. Call toll-free, write to Paula White Ministries, or visit paulawhite.org.
So this facilitates the restoration that Joel talked about, that I've been teaching you of all things that have been promised us. Remember how we've been going through how Joel was really a type and shadow of a last day outpouring. But there are eight promises that when we honor, and I'm going to give them to you quickly, I'll teach them to you in depth. But I know everybody likes the promise, but I've got to take you through the process. But can you want me to give you the appetizer of the eight promises?
Oh,
so
yeah.
When we do what God says, then he says all these things are going to come on you. And in Joel chapter 2, we already know that the years that the locusts have eaten will be restored to us. So restoration includes increase. It includes revelation. I'll break it up scripturally for you. It includes a fresh anointing. It includes God's power of miracles. It includes restoration, financial abundance, no shame but deliverance, and God's presence. How many of you want some increase, some revelation, some fresh anointing, miracles? Come on, restoration, financial abundance, no shame but deliverance, God's presence. Well, if we want the promises of God, then we have to do this the way God says. This is not Burger King. This is his church.
You don't stand before the Lord.
Don't stand before the Lord empty-handed. Now, only the simple-minded, and I've been there myself, so I'm not pointing any fingers, but only the simple-minded would really think that you stand before God Almighty himself with a bunch of dollar bills. Now, just think about it for a minute. Did anybody ever do that in the New Testament? Did anybody ever take a bunch of coins and hold it in their hand and stand before God with it like it was some kind of a worship service? No, I don't think so, especially since God calls money filthy lucre. God has no affinity to money. He's not impressed by money. He doesn't use money. He doesn't have any money himself. So it is utterly ridiculous and simple-minded to think that we can actually stand before God and wave money at him. And that actually causes God to jump off the throne in acknowledgement of the great thing that you have done. So that is how they take advantage of simple-minded people that haven't read the Bible for themselves, become good Bereans, and have allowed themselves to be deceived by these people that promise them, that make these empty promises to them, knowing that it's never going to work, no matter what you do. Basically, the way you get prosperity and the way that I've seen family members do it, families that came over from European countries, and they came over on ships from Europe, and they had nothing when they came. And they came over here, and they worked. And they worked. And they worked. And maybe they worked 20 years. Maybe they worked 30 years. Maybe they worked 40 years. And then after they worked and saved money, then they were able to buy a house and a car and all the other things. So you can't get around it. There's no get-rich-quick schemes. There's no get-rich-quick schemes with God. You have to work. The Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. There's no, you don't work, and you're a con artist, and you don't pay your bills, and then you go to church on Sunday, and you throw $100 in the offering, and then you expect God Almighty to show up and to bless you. Well, that is not going to happen. It is just not going to happen. So forget it. Forget all the... When you look at Randy and Paula White in the future, take off those rose-colored glasses and see it for what it really is. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not love. They don't have any love for the brethren. Because if you truly love people, and all of us know a little bit about love, we don't take advantage of people for our own gain. You just don't do it if you have any conscience at all. So I'm hoping that Randy and Paula White repent and get really saved, get really born again, and start a new life in Christ. Take off the mask and quit the charade and get real about what's really happening. And I encourage Randy White's family members. He's got a son. His father has been working over there at his ministry. I don't know if his father was Church of God at one time. Looks like a nice, clean cut
man. Because as we bring a $207...
But do you think that maybe his family members could help this guy out? Like, why have they all been drinking the Kool-Aid over there? And this man's life is falling apart around them, and they're watching it happen. So somebody has to get some sense over there before it's too late. Because I'm telling you, it's serious. It's serious. We're talking about people's lives here. We're talking about the people's lives in the congregation. We're talking about Randy and Paula White's life, how it has fallen apart around themselves, and their family fell apart. They lost their family. They lost their marriage. They're in deep, deep financial trouble. And yet you could go even over to the New Destiny website, New Destiny Christian Center, where Paula is currently pastoring, and I put it in quotes, and running the same scam over there. Went from Tampa, went from Lakeland, and now over there. And you wouldn't believe the scams that are going on over there. All the different offerings, the first fruits and the atonement offering and the Passover offering. And now it's the favor, the triple favor anointing is the new one, that they're peddling over there. So you can see it for yourself. And when you look at it, it's enough to make you cry, because how far away have they fallen from the simplicity of the gospel? How much money does it take to open up your mouth and to tell people about the goodness of God? It costs nothing. Nothing. It's free. So all these building programs and all this debt, it's totally unnecessary. I wouldn't go to a church. I'm telling you right now, I would not go to a church where the pastor was in debt, because it's already a bad situation, because then they have to think of ways every Sunday to manipulate you to pay off their debts. That's not church. That's not edifying. So, you want to have a ministry, pay for it yourself. If you can't pay for it yourself, and if nobody's willing to help you, don't go into debt and then turn into a manipulator, turn into a Balaam to try to get the thing to work. That's not God. That's not God. I'm not against anybody taking up an offering. If it's a free will offering and people want to bless you, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with giving. Nothing. But there's definitely something wrong with manipulating and running up huge debts, and then you can't even go into a Sunday morning service and preach the pure word of God because you've got a group of people there on Sunday morning hanging on to every word you're saying, and yet you have to think in the back of your mind, how am I going to pay my mortgage? So, I want to tell you something. I am glad I am free of that. If you have to walk away and lose every friend you have, it's worth it. Because why be a part of a system that's corrupt? It's corrupt. There is no love in that. I can stay home and read my Bible and not have to put up with a bunch of foolishness that you have to get dressed on Sunday morning, get yourself dressed, get in the car, drive somewhere, and then have somebody beating you over the head for offerings for 2 hours and telling you about their debts. Well, I don't come home edified from that. I don't know about you, but I don't. So, it's time to pack up our bags and say, no, we've had enough. No, we're not putting up with it anymore. No. No, that's enough. Thank you, Jesus. So, all this information is out there on the internet for you to search for yourself. Like I said before, we don't make anything up. We don't go hiring private investigators to investigate people to find out information. These stories are already out there. These are their quotes. These are their words. These are things they've said. So we're not saying anything that they haven't said themselves or that isn't already out there. We try to report the story and try to get the word out there about the state of the church today. And now, I've been saved since 1981, and I've never seen anything like this in my years as a Christian. I have never seen anything like it. And I'm sure most of you feel the same way, that we're watching the church, the so-called church, fall apart around us. And It's a real sad state of affairs. So my hope and my prayer is that we will stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and continue to try to do something for the kingdom of God with a pure heart and clean hands. So truly God can say to us one day, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because doesn't that mean everything after all? Doesn't it mean everything to see our families saved, to see us showing a godly example in our own lives? That's important. Wherever we are we doing our best to be a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because any of us that have been saved and been born again, we know what God has done for us. And nobody can take that away from us. Nobody can take away how we felt in those first few days when we knew the truth, when the scales were removed from our eyes. And we felt that amazing grace and the mercy of God and the forgiveness of our sins. As wretched as we were, that God picked us up out of the hellhole that we were in and changed us and set us free. And who wants to go back to the slop bucket? Not me. Who wants to go back to the pig pen? Can you see what happens to these people? They have nervous breakdowns. They have to turn to drugs. They have to turn to alcohol. They have to turn to adultery. They have to fornicate. They have to do anything they can, turn to homosexuality, to try to get away from that still small voice. Because God says in his word that he is married to the backslider. You can't get a divorce from God. He's married to the backslider. So let's pray today that maybe there is some hope for Randy and Paula White. Because only the truth is going to make them free. Only the truth. And it doesn't do any good to try to shut people down and to try to sue people and to try to hurt people that merely report stories that are already out there. It's not gossip. It's not going to do any good. Because the Bible says that if our ways please the Lord, even your enemies will be at peace with you. And just like Balaam and Balak was trying to get Balaam to curse Israel and to bring a curse on Israel. And he said, God said when I inquired of him, you cannot curse what God has blessed. So Randy and Paula White, you cannot curse what God has blessed. Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in today, and it's great to be back. Next week, we're going to talk about Pray the Gay Away and the demise of the so-called ministry Exodus that was supposed to be a refuge from people trying to escape the sin of homosexuality through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, which we know is possible. So we are going to be talking about that. And then the week after, we will have a program on racism and racial reconciliation with Jim Green and Vincent E. Brown from Black by Color Only on Blog Talk Radio. So we hope and we pray that we can make a difference and touch people with the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the one who loves us, the one who laid down his life for us and gave us his word to encourage us and to strengthen us. And Lord, we pray today that if anyone doesn't know you that's listening, that they would come to know you, that they would repent of their sins and admit they are a sinner and that they need a Savior, and that they would ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into their lives and to change their life, because it's with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And how will they hear, Lord, unless you send a preacher? And even though, Lord, we say, "Here am I, Lord, use me." And we thank you for blessing us, for strengthening us, and for keeping us on the straight and narrow. That's the best. That's the best path to be on. So anyway, thank you, everybody. And God bless you, and we'll see you next week.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.